Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Ronette Levine Schnur joins us this morning. She's a legal scholar specializing in property law, territorial conflict, democratic institutional, and the rule of law. We wanted to talk about the fact that Netanyahu formally submitted a request for pardon to President Isaac Herzog, even though the corruption trial is still ongoing. It is an extraordinary step, and we do know that Israel very rarely uses this pardon. It's more common in the United States. Dr. Levine Schnur, thank you for joining us to unpack what this means for Israel's legal system and the democracy, Israel as a democracy. First of all, can you walk us through the legal basis for a presidential pardon in Israel?
Hi, good morning. So under our basic laws, it is the president's power to grant pardon to criminals. Now, the term criminals isn't exactly stipulated in our basic law. So one could think that criminals means those who were already convicted, and this is a common interpretation of the term. However, there was one precedent, one case that involved Herzog's father, the former president, Chaim Herzog, in which Herzog the father decided to grant pardon to those Secret Services officers before the trial began, and actually before even indictment. And so the Supreme Court already ruled that the term criminals can include more than simply those that were already convicted. So there is no procedure for the process of pardoning. It is extremely rare and under extremely rare circumstances that the president would consider pardoning before conviction. But it's really on the president's shoulders at the moment. And nothing right to bind him and nothing to guide him.
Does there need to be a guilty verdict or an admission of guilt before a pardon?
There is no such mandatory requirement. It's a question of interpretation. Now, the prior precedent where there was pardon before trial was where the people involved admitted in wrongdoing, although they claimed that they pursued under the request of those above them. So it's not mandatory, but it is a dilemma for the president to consider whether without acknowledging wrongdoing, he can pursue a pardon, because the idea of pardon is to be excused from doing something wrong. So what do you actually mean by asking for pardon? And this goes to the wording of the letter sent to President Herzog that does not include the word pardon. What the Prime Minister is asking from the President is to bring the trial to an end. And this is how he's trying to walk through the between the lines,
right.
So not admitting wrongdoing, but nonetheless leading to the outcome that he wishes, that the trial will end while we are still in election year, while the Prime Minister is asking to be re-elected, he's asking to further lead the Likud party for the next election. So he's basically asking the President to give him a unique privilege above all and everyone else in an election year for him to be able to run for next election without the burden of the trial.
I saw that when President Trump asked Herzog, I think one of his comments were that, well, there has to be a formal application, which has now happened. That would have, though, given the president time to already consider that this was going to be coming. What indications do we have in terms of what the response will be from Herzog?
We have several hints from his surroundings, but it's nothing clear, and I believe nobody but President Herzog and his wife know what will happen. So it seems that Herzog understands the heaviness of the circumstances. He understands that whatever he'll do, he'll be judged. I'm afraid he might not like the fact that he's currently the president. Maybe he would have preferred a much calmer time to pursue this role. But he was chosen, he was elected, and it is his responsibility to make the distinction between politics and statehood, between what is of Israel and what is of Netanyahu's interest. And for that reason, such an intervention in an election year, and the way the boundaries between politics and law, and between politics and statehood will be diminished, that's on him to decide whether he'll pursue this end. He's not at the service of Netanyahu. He's not at the service of the Likud party. He's at the service of the state of Israel. And one of the basic elements in a statehood is the distinction between institutions and the execution of different roles by the different institutions. And this is why I believe that regardless of the specific wording of the basic law itself, President Herzog should say, look, if you are not admitting of being a criminal, I cannot consider your request. So if you are a criminal, then take responsibility, walk away from the political stage, don't run for another election. If you do not wish to do that, then I cannot consider you as criminal. Because the saying that criminal runs the state of Israel is something that we should not tolerate.
It'll be very, very interesting to see what happens. We do need to leave it there, but certainly we'll continue following this story. Dr. Ronit Levin-Schnur is a senior lecturer at the Tel Aviv University Faculty of Law. What do you think? 061-895-1019. Netanyahu has asked President Herzog for a pardon. Should he give it to him, or should he not? You've heard the views, you've heard some thoughts. I would love to hear yours.